Hare Krishna. We don't have to defeat our lower desires. We can just let them loose. Suppose a tennis player is playing a match, and in that match, the player can win a point by hitting winners. But that is not the only way the player can win. If the player just keeps the ball in the court, then in due course of time, the opposing player may also commit mistakes, may also commit what is called unforced errors. And by that also, the opposing player will lose the point and this player will gain the point. So on the other hand, if this player tries to hit winners at every point, then even the best players can't hit winners all the time. He will set himself up for failing, because he will increase the chances of his committing unforced errors while trying to hit winners, and thus he will end up losing. So, recognizing this, we need to play properly to win. So now, when we practice spiritual life, we enter into a match against our lower desires. Of course, the essence of spiritual life is to develop love for Krishna. And once such love for Krishna awakens, then lower desires become pale and still in comparison. But till that time, till the time our love for Krishna is awakened, we do have to deal with our lower desires. And dealing with them is akin to playing a match with them. Now, in this match, what is the best strategy? Krishna talks about it in 5.23 when he states that Shaknoti haiva yah sodhum prak sharir vimokshanat kama krodho udbhavam vegam sayuktah sa sukhi na raha. So he says, Shaknoti haiva yah sodhum. Shaknoti, is it possible, O Arjuna, for you? Do this means it's a challenge. Is it possible for you? What? Sodhum, tolerate. So, prak sharir vimokshanat, till the time of death, kama krodhodbhavam vegam, the vega, the urge that is born of kama and krodha, that urge, sayuktah sa sukhi na raha. Can you tolerate that? Sayuktah sa sukhi. So this understanding, the Krishna is saying that tolerate desires till and stay yukta, stay connected. So now, tolerance, what does it mean in this context? It means enduring the presence of those desires without succumbing to their influence, without giving into them. So we may, in the match against our lower desires, we may try to hit winners. Hitting winners is like trying to eliminate those desires. But elimination is next to impossible. Why? Two reasons. Firstly, because the desires are present not just at the surface, they are also present below and deep in our consciousness. So even if you remove them from the surface, they may resurface again later. Or even if you uproot them from our consciousness, still there are external tempting objects, but on seeing which, again those desires may come upon us. So therefore, eliminating those desires can become an obsession, which can distract us from focusing on Krishna, which is the primary source of our spiritual satisfaction and strength. So, hitting winners all the time is not a practical strategy, not a sustainable strategy. So tolerance is what Krishna recommends. Now tolerance means that to tolerate, if the desires are present, how can we not succumb to them? By two things. We need to understand that the desires grow to the extent we nourish them. When we give them attention, when we focus on those desires, our attention is their nutrition. If we understand this key point, then by not giving them our attention, we will weaken them. And similarly, our attention on Krishna is our nourishment, is our nutrition. The more we focus on Krishna, the stronger we become by that focus on Krishna. So, if we just stay focused on Krishna without paying attention to the desires that are present, rather than trying to drive them out, what will happen is the desires themselves will weaken and they will falter. Just like they keep the ball in play and the opposing player ends. And when those desires falter, then whatever interruption they might have been posing in our devotion, that will also subside and we will march forwards towards victory in the match of our life. Thank you. Hare Krishna.